Hi, everyone. My name is Annette Barkema, and I'm a volunteer with the Adult Ministry team. I want to welcome you to the weekly liturgy. Liturgy is simply a structured approach to worship, prayer, scripture reading, and reflection. We hope the next few minutes provide you a chance to enter into God's presence and experience His love and grace wherever you are. We serve a God who is King over all. Today, as we begin our time together, spend a moment imagining what it would be like to enter the palace of a king. Imagine walking into God's court, surrounded by all the splendor and pomp becoming of a king. As the music plays, imagine yourself looking into the face of the God who loves you as you walk towards Him to spend this time in His presence.
Oh, You're the King of my life, reign of darkness now has ended. In the kingdom of light, in the kingdom of light, forever under Your dominion. You're the King of my life, You're the King of my life. You reign above it all, You reign above it all, over the universe and over every heart. There is no higher name, Jesus, You reign above it all. Let all of heaven and the earth erupt in song. Sing hallelujah to the everlasting One. There is no higher name, Jesus, You reign. Darkness running out of an empty grave. Now seated alone in glory, enthroned on the highest praise. You sent the darkness running out of an empty grave. Now seated alone in glory, enthroned on the highest praise. You reign above it all, You reign above it all, over the universe and over every heart. There is no higher name, Jesus, You reign above it all. Let all of heaven and the earth erupt in song. Sing hallelujah to the everlasting One. There is no higher name, Jesus, You reign above it all. Yeah, You reign above it all. You reign above it all.
Today's scripture reading is from Psalm 47. We will be reading from the NIV. Clap your hands, all you nations. Shout to God with cries of joy. For the Lord Most High is awesome, the great King over all the earth. He subdued nations under us, peoples under our feet. He chose our inheritance for us, the pride of Jacob, whom He loved. God has ascended amid shouts of joy, the Lord amid the sounding of trumpets. Sing praises to God, sing praises. Sing praises to our King, sing praises. For God is the King of all the earth. Sing to Him a psalm of praise. God reigns over the nations. God is seated on His holy throne. The nobles of the nations assemble as the people of the God of Abraham. For the kings of the earth belong to God. He is greatly exalted. Let's take a few moments and reflect. What stands out to you in this passage? How is God described? How are the nations of the earth described? What might God be trying to say to you through these words? Psalm 47 brings to my heart the song, Reign Above It All. When I read this psalm, my heart starts to sing these words. Let all of heaven and earth erupt in song. Sing Alleluia to the Everlasting One. There is no higher name. Jesus, you reign above it all. As I go about my day and I hear the news, the latest political issue, or the sadness of the violence in our streets, I need to put my hope, faith, and trust in God as He reigns above all of this. God is seated on His holy throne. He knows our needs, our fears, and our anxiety as we live in this world. We can exalt God because we know that every second of our day, God reigns above it all. God has plans for each of us as we live out His kingdom on earth. As we go about our days, whether joyful or sad, we need to sing praises to our God. Let's spend our last few minutes together in prayer. We'll have three prayer prompts. Each will be followed by some time for you to speak to God. Over and over again, this psalm calls us to sing praises to God. Take a moment to sing or speak words of praise to God. Let Him know how grateful you are for who He is and what He has done for you. We can get so caught up in the overwhelming political scene that we can easily forget that God reigns above every government, both the good ones and the bad ones. Spend a few moments in silence before God, asking Him if you have trusted governments, political parties, or other organizations more than you have trusted Him. Let's finish our time today by praying for those who rule the nations. Pray for our president and any other political leaders that God brings to mind, whether in the U.S. or from other countries. Pray that God would be at work in the lives of these individuals as they lead others. Amen. Thanks for joining us today. If you know someone who would be encouraged by today's episode, feel free to share it with them. Also, make sure you are subscribed to the B4 Church podcast on iTunes or Spotify so you never miss an episode. We hope to see you next Thursday for our weekly liturgy.